WNA Trailblazers is proudly brought to you by Davies Chocolates, makers of handcrafted Australian chocolates since 1932. Now gluten and palm oil free. Visit davieschocolates.com.au and order your selection online for speedy delivery to your door.
So as women, I guess the process is finding your own process. This is something we so often forget. We forget the wisdom and the knowing and the knowledge and the intuition and all these wonderful things that we have gathered over time throughout our own journeys, throughout our own milestones, throughout our own footprints that we have made in the world.
That's leadership development coach and mentor, Susie Lightfoot. And this is WNA Trailblazers.
WNA.
Women's Network Australia.
Trailblazers. Amplifying the stories of women in business. Hosted by Women's Network Australia CEO Cheryl Gray and Louise Poole, me, managing partner of podcast production company and official Women's Network Australia media partner, Welcome Change Media. How's your journey unfolding? What are the things that drive you and make you stand out from the crowd? It's not always an easy set of questions to answer, but it's all tied in with something that is increasingly important, your personal brand. Never before have we been required to post ourselves up so visibly for the world to see. Whether it's on LinkedIn or social media platforms, talking about ourselves has become commonplace, something that was once reserved for executives and celebrities. Susie Lightfoot coaches and mentors in the area of leadership development and has developed an online personal branding course for women leaders. In this episode of WNA Trailblazers, Women's Network Australia CEO Cheryl Gray chats to Susie about the importance of recognising our process in developing our personal brand. So being in media, for both of us, Cheryl, we know a lot about branding. You know, we've got to make sure that the WNA podcasters has the same feel and sound every time people hear it so they instantly recognise it. But Susie has a lot to say this episode about personal branding.
Yes, and what I love about the way Susie talks about and coaches and helps women in particular to develop their personal brand, it's not about being an Instagram influencer. There's nothing wrong with that, and that's a great thing if that's what you aspire to. And it's not about being a personality. It's actually about finding the authentic you and how to harness that as your personal brand. So I'm sure that a lot of people who heard Susie speak will be incredibly inspired by not only her advice and the approach that she takes in achieving that, but by her personal journey as well. You know, the fact that we talked about vulnerability and how vulnerability is a really important part of your personal brand and understand how to be comfortable with your vulnerabilities. And, you know, Susie is very open about some of the challenges that she's had throughout her life and her career. What better person to be able to speak to you about building a personal brand than someone who's done it, lived it, and is be able to demonstrate it every day?
Well, let's jump into your chat with Susie Lightfoot now.
Trailblazers.
Susie, welcome to WNA Trailblazers.
Thank you for having me, Cheryl. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I'm excited because you have packed so much into your life and career that there's so much to cover. I'm not even sure we'll get through it all in one podcast. How do you get through a day?
Well, like everybody else, I guess, one foot in front of the other. And, you know, you say that I have been through so much in my career, but I'm not unlike most women my age. I'm 56, very shortly turning 57. So I feel like although I have packed so much experience into my life, that as women, Cheryl, you know, we're all similar in that way that we want to be trailblazers, like the name of your podcast. And we want to use all of our experience and channel it into the people that we are today. And I guess my journey is action-packed in a lot of people's eyes. But to me, my journey isn't extraordinary in a way that we all have these wonderful stories and these wonderful journeys to share that are so worth something today.
Journey is the theme of this discussion today. And I shared with you a quote from Nadia Comaneci, the gymnast who I remember watching, you know, fuzzy black and white or even colour sometimes, gymnastics at the Olympics. And she made this comment, enjoy the journey and try to get better every day. Don't lose the passion and the love for what you do. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that because firstly, you began your professional career really as a sporting career and have transpired over the years into many things and built on that journey and that experience. What does that quote and that sense of journey mean to you, Susie?
And isn't it such a powerful quote? Enjoy the journey and try to get better every day and don't lose the passion and the love for what you do. It gives me goosebumps on so many levels because my journey started out just like Nadia Comaneci, but not on that high level, but as a gymnast, as you say. And that evolution and that journey to strive for perfection and to strive to get better every day was really something that was infused into my mindset at a very, very, very young age. And I think that the second part of that quote is the important part of not losing the passion and the love for what you do, because what happens with like so many women is that we do strive to get better every day and we do strive as high performance women to achieve those goals, but we can lose the passion and the love for what we do along the way. And my journey started out at the Australian Institute of Sport really as an athlete, as a high diver diving from the 10 meter tower. And I guess when I look back, what I feel is that invincibility that we have as young women, as young people, and that we really have no fear and that we're willing to try new things. We're willing to step up to what is required of us to really enjoy the growth and the journey. And I guess along the way, what happens, and in my case, along the way, what happens is that we get so caught up in trying to reach those goals, in trying to strive for that perfection, in trying to really elevate ourselves to try and strive for that next step, that we can lose the passion for what we do and for what we love. And I guess that's what happened in my journey right at the beginning, is that I started out with that young, invincible feeling. And then as I've moved through my journey, I kind of lost myself in the process of becoming this personality, of stepping into the zone and the danger that so many of us get into of living up to other people's expectations of who they thought I should be and the direction they thought my path should be. And I guess that's the danger that we face, is losing that passion and purpose for what we do.
How do you feel when you think of those moments, you know, putting your toes over the 10 meter high tower platform? How do you feel looking back at that young person that you were?
I'm sort of holding in a giggle because how I really feel is, how on earth did you do that?
Well, exactly, for a start. I mean, it's high.
It's very high. But this is part of the process that I've grown to really appreciate and learn about looking back, is that we can really achieve anything that we want if we follow a process. And I just didn't get up and jump off the 10 meter tower and do a reverse 2.5 dive off the 10 meter tower on my first go, because it would have been disastrous. And so what I did was, obviously through my training as a gymnast when I first started, to then elevating to becoming an elite athlete in the Australian Institute of Sport, the beauty of it was learning the process of building your technique, building your resilience and your courage with time and with direction, support, and guidance by the right people, who at the time were my coaches, who helped me to really understand what I was capable of, who helped me understand the potential that I could achieve in this sport and beyond. And so with that process came starting off on the side of the pool and learning techniques off the side of the pool, and then going to the 1 meter, and then going to the 3 meter, and then taking it to the 5 meter, then the 7.5, and then eventually you climb the stairs step by step to the 10 meter when it's time to actually launch yourself off to do what you had prepared for all that time. And I think building your brand and going through life and doing everything that we want to achieve is really a process and a journey, and allowing yourself the time, the space, and not the discipline, but the focus, I guess, to have that vision that you can dive off that 10 meter tower no matter who you are. And I mean that metaphorically.
But I think it is a great metaphor. And I was just reflecting that we can get pretty impatient along the way in that journey, that we want to go straight to the top of the 10 meter tower, but we forget that there is a lot of steps along the way. And so how do we use those lessons, that step by step nature that you just talked about, in becoming an elite athlete in reaching that 10-meter platform? How do we apply them to ourselves as business women?
So as women, I guess the process is finding your own process. And this is something we so often forget, particularly as high-performance women, as women who are striving for that next chapter or that next level, is we forget the wisdom and the knowing and the knowledge and the intuition and all of these wonderful things that we have gathered over time throughout our own journeys, throughout our own milestones, throughout our own footprints that we have made in the world. And I guess that is one of the things that I love the most about what I do, is being able to help people to understand not only my process of guiding them through to be more visionary leaders, to understand what they're capable of, to really step into their confidence to own their voice as leaders, but to understand their own process of what makes them great, of what makes them different, of what makes them the most passionate, energetic, vibrant version of themselves, and how they have got their own process that they may not consciously know about, but subconsciously they have built, we have all built this wonderful, unique methodology or process of the way that we show up in the world, of the way that we do business, of the way that we actually can serve others in a really unique and wonderful way. And I guess it's the process that we need to understand how to get to the root of it and how to understand why we do what we do.
I love that sense of finding your own process or approach rather than trying to apply something out of a book. There might be principles, but we're all different, aren't we? And we all do things in different ways. And how to, I guess, the sense of how to unlock what that is in each of us.
I totally agree with that. And I love it when you say that, because that is just so powerful when you begin to realize that what you have inside of you and the journey that you have taken to get here is actually worth something. Mm. It's so, so valuable. And what I find is that we forget the value, but also we are moving so fast throughout our careers that we are trying to live up to other people's expectations, that we take opportunities without and give little thought to them often. And understanding why you do what you do is one of the biggest mindset blocks that I find that the women that I touch and teach every day have. And I'll say, you know, tell me about something that happened in your life that's really meaningful to you, that stands out, and it can be a challenge or a triumph or, you know, a moment of adversity. Tell me about that. And they'll tell me the story. And my next question is, well, like you asked me, what is the lesson that you learned that now helps you to serve others best in your industry or with what you do? And most of the time there's radio silence. Mm. And they say, I don't know. I just do it. I just knew what to do in the moment. And my question is, I'm asking you to think deeper, to look into that moment, into what was happening, to really unlock the wisdom and value in it that has shaped who you are today, because that is the most powerful part of your personal brand. It's the part that other people cannot see. It's the part that's invisible in a way. And it's only the part that you can unlock so that you can give people a greater sense of not only who you are and what you stand for, but a greater sense of your deeper value and the way that you can serve them in the most meaningful and impactful way.
Can we just unlock this concept of personal branding? I know before you mentioned the word personality, or is personal branding about being a personality?
I would say no. However, your personality is part of your personal brand. And I guess one of the biggest myths out there is that personal branding is about self-promotion. And I want to bust that myth if you are listening today and you feel that sense that it's not for you, because personal branding is all about titles and awards and self-promotion.
Or being an influencer.
And yeah, being an influencer. And that is really not the case. And I really want to bust that myth, because to me, that's the worst way of building your brand. And branding to me is about captivating the best of you, all of the good and the bad and the vulnerabilities and the energy and the spirit and the wisdom and the knowledge and the knowing and your connections, and channeling that, packaging that into how you show up every day. And so it's less about self-promotion and it's more about how you can serve better, being your most energetic self, you know what it's like, Shel, when you feel so energized and you feel just so aligned with what you're doing and passionate that everything becomes easier. The way you communicate becomes easier. The way you show up becomes easier. The way you attract opportunities becomes so much easier. And when you can captivate that and unlock how you're going to feel that way each and every day, then you are going to create a brand and a presence that is so powerful, so transformational that it gives this ripple effect beyond who you are. So it becomes less about you and more about what you are giving off and who you are attracting. And that is just so magical and powerful.
Yeah, I love that concept of flow. There are certain times and even certain days when everything just flows. It's almost effortless. Everything comes together. The opportunities happen. Time sort of seems to stop because it all just kind of flows. I guess the trick is trying to get all of those days to flow together.
Well, it's not really a trick because, you know, the thing is, again, like we get stuck and it's normal to get stuck. And we can go and springboard through life, taking opportunities because we can and taking opportunities because we should, or taking opportunities because other people think we should. And that's great because there's a certain amount of growth and learning, of course, in that. But you can be like me, and my biggest aha moment happened when I turned 50, when I'd had all this success throughout my career. And I got to 50 and I went, I'm miserable. You know, how did I get here? This is not what success means to me. And I'd kind of been faking it for so long that I didn't even realize I had lost the essence of who I was and the most powerful parts of me. And this happens as particularly as we mature as women, we can, you know, start to feel marginalized when we hit 40. We can start to feel invisible by the time we're 50. And even though we have all this success, our inner voice is telling us a different story. And I call it your stuck point. And once you reach that stuck point and you look around and you go, well, what's next? And having the courage of actually saying, well, what's next? Is the pivoting point for you to actually find that flow, step into that flow that you want to be in every day. And it doesn't happen instantly. Let me tell you, it certainly does not happen instantly. But it's being able to not be afraid of what's next. What's on that next page?
Tell me about vulnerability. And does vulnerability have a place in being successful?
I believe absolutely, particularly as female leaders, this is one of our enormous strengths. And if you look at leadership, what's been written, big conversations that are happening globally about leadership, the soft skills that we have as leaders and as women are really valuable. In fact, I think it was Deloitte who put out a research paper on the top 6 leadership traits for leaders today. And it's all about having courage and resilience, being able to tap into your vulnerability and use that to empower others through your own story. And today, we really need leaders who can tap into their soft skills. And one of the things that I am so passionate about in the programs and the trainings and the things that I do is helping women to unlock what those soft skills are between the lines of your CV that are only learned through the journey that you've taken to get here. Because I kind of believe that we're all like lotus flowers. The lotus flower is beautiful. It comes through the surface of the water in this beautiful, magnificent flower, but it actually grows from the mud. It comes from that icky, sticky, gooey, horrible stuff that we all want to forget about down the bottom of the pond that actually it gets its nutrients from, that it gets its growth from. And it pushes its way up through from this mud till it pops through the surface to become this beautiful blossoming flower. And one of the best things about it is that it actually follows the sunlight. And for me, the sunlight is your vision, is your purpose, is the greater meaning for what you do, your passion. And we're all the lotus flower. We all start, we all have those things we want to forget about and we want to hide, the vulnerabilities, those challenges and moments of adversity that we'd rather forget. But, you know, from those moments come your most empowering thoughts and insights and ideas and principles and strategies and the way that you can lead and being able to draw from that mud, that stuff you want to forget is really the essence of creating and captivating your full potential to live and lead as a leader that you want to be, as a leader you want to step into to embrace and evolve the best version of who you are. And that's when you will find your flow.
Tell us about turning 50 and how life did change for you and how you feel now about that moment.
That moment was magical. And I tell this story many times. It's the point when I decided that I was going to quit my job and I had no idea what I was going to do and start afresh. And I was working for a medium-sized business at the time as a digital marketing manager. And I turned up for work and it was just such a negative environment. I don't know whether you've ever worked in a place where you feel like the life's being sucked out of you and the energy.
I'm sure many of our listeners can relate to that.
And it can just be, it's like the lights go out and you sand the edges of your soul and you dim your light and you become less than, and you turn up and you try to give your best, but at times you feel that you're just being knocked back. And when I was working for this business, it was coming up to the end of the financial year and I thought, I'm going to put this amazing new package together about what we're going to do in the new year and these new ideas. And I'd done the research and I had the package and I had the presentation. And when it came to doing the presentation, I put all the folders out and my boss walked in, and the minute that he walked through the door, it was like he sucked the energy out of the room and he was, well, come on, can we get on with this? What are we doing? What are we doing here? Why have we got this meeting? And I was like, well, I've got these amazing ideas. I put a lot of effort into this. I'd really like us to take a new direction. And I started to present my ideas, but at every moment he would say, well, why would we want to do that? Why would I do that? And so by the end of the meeting, instead of feeling like I had value, he basically marginalized me and made me feel like I was an idiot. And I thought, oh, I've just got to get out of here. So after the meeting, I left the office, and I used to work in the city, and it was the middle of the day, and so it was lunchtime. And so I'm walking through the middle of the city and there's noises and there's buses and there's all this chaos going around me, but I didn't hear any of it. Didn't hear any of it because all I could hear was the resounding voice inside my head saying, Susie, you've done all of these things. You've had success through so many industries. You've been a diver. You've been a model. You've been on television. You've been a marketing executive. You've done all of these things. You've had your own PR firm. How on earth did you get here to this moment at 50 working for these people? And at that point, right when I was thinking that, I had this tap on the shoulder and I kind of looked around really suddenly over my shoulder, and there was this man standing there, and I kind of focused on him and thought, what's going on here? And in that moment, he said to me, and I'll never forget it, he said, excuse me, I just wanted to tell you that I see you walking past here every day, and I just wanted to tell you how amazing you look and what a great presence you have when you walk past. And I felt like I needed to just stop you and tell you that I noticed you. And with that moment, it was like the bubble burst. It was like all of a sudden, all these colors came rushing into my back, and all the noises and the sounds and the vibrancy of the city just came rushing back to me. And I said, I felt like hugging him. I felt like taking him home with me. I was like, you're my best friend. Come with me.
I thought you were going to say you did.
Not quite. But it was a moment of clarity, and just something so simple like that shifted my lens and changed my mindset. And as I walked back to the office, I had a new vibrancy. I had this energy and I looked around. I was like, oh, yeah, I still got it. I still got it. And it was just so exciting to me to find that. And sometimes, you know what it's like? You get somebody can say something to you, or you can meet someone, or it can be the smallest little thing that somehow reminds you of the person you used to be, or somehow reminds you that you are worthy of more. And that moment was that moment for me. And I went back to my job that day, and that afternoon I quit my job. And I did it without knowing what I was going to do, without knowing where I was headed, but with that overwhelming feeling of empowerment that whatever was out there for me was better than where I was, better than staying stuck where I was, being undervalued, marginalized, and feeling less than I was capable of achieving in my life. And that's when everything changed for me.
Dare I say, you took to the diving board again and used that confidence that conversation had helped to rekindle, to take.
Trusting that all of the experience and success and challenges and disasters and divorces and depression and, you know, all of the things that made me was leading me up to this point to really step confidently into that next chapter, to back myself 110% and to live and lead in alignment with who I was and who I am. Because that's what happens, isn't it? We can live to our beliefs. And if we're believing that we're less than, we start to live to that and it becomes normal. And if anyone is listening to this, if you're listening to this and you feel like you're not living to your full potential, tapping into who you are and the essence of who you are, and you're not living in alignment with who you are or what you believe, then have the courage and the resilience to back yourself. You will be okay. You will be okay. And it's just that step you need to take to really evolve into surrendering to the process, to finding the new ways of thinking and not holding on to the things that are holding you back, to the bad habits, just because it's safe. Being able to really give yourself the space for growth and to realize your knowing and knowledge is when everything will change for you.
Tell us about the Woman of Confidence program, Susie, that you run.
The Woman of Confidence program is something that I dreamt up quite some time ago. When I first started my business, she hadn't come into fruition yet. And it was really through my growing and learning and knowledge of what I do and the beautiful relationships that I've built with so many high performance women and professional women that my Woman of Confidence was kind of born. And a Woman of Confidence to me is the woman who is not afraid of what's next, who is really looking at pivoting in her life, who doesn't want to remain stuck, because we all aspire as women to be visible. We all want to be seen, heard, and noticed and be that energetic, most vibrant version of themselves. And so the Woman of Confidence is ready to reach that beautiful level of growth that maybe she's just feeling a little bit idle, like what's next for me, or I'm a little unsatisfied, or maybe she's devaluing herself just a little bit and sometimes not even consciously, but she desires more and she's ready for that space to be with other high-performing women and be surrounded with other incredible like-minded women and get support to step into what is the next step beyond the traditional leadership, beyond traditional business and success and ways of thinking, and stepping up to that next level of new ways of thinking, stepping outside your comfort zone, revealing more of who you are, to shed the fear, to allow yourself to be even more visible than you are now, to kind of create more impact in a more meaningful way, more impact than maybe you already have, and just expand to new levels. Because when you can do that, when you can really commit to investing in you to become that woman of confidence, you are going to live and lead to even greater service, to even more prosperity, to more embodiment of who you are, and to be able to create more meaningful connections, relationships, and a far greater impact if you're willing to just take the next step.
Thank you for guiding us up the high tower today, Susie. Hopefully we can all have the confidence to take the dive and know that we will land safely and confidently wherever that may be. Thank you for being part of WNA Trailblazers.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for allowing me to share today. It's been a wonderful experience and I'm very grateful and appreciative. Thank you.
Trailblazers. I love Susie's take on personal branding. I mean, actually being able to put your authenticity and who you really are as part of your brand is so important, because we live so much of our lives now online. Like, everything we do is on social media in some way. And if people are going to see it, I suppose we want to make sure they see the real us, don't we?
Yeah. And look, I think that's, you've hit the nail on the head there, Louise. It's the real us. And, you know, I love the way that Susie did talk about those vulnerabilities as part of becoming a woman of confidence and being able to put your best foot forward, you know, put yourself out there in a way that you feel comfortable with and that others can relate to. So I'm sure there'll be many women who'll be quite inspired by our conversation today. And our listeners can find out more about Susie Lightfoot and the incredible personal brand and transformational programs that she runs by going to susielightfoot.com.
And how can everyone connect with Women's Network Network Australia?
Well, the easiest way, and you know, we are obviously all on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook and LinkedIn. That's part of our personal brand.
How's your personal brand, Cheryl?
Well, you know, it's probably a bit dusty at this time of year, but anyway, I need to spend more time with Susie. But look, go to our website, womensnetwork.com.au. You can find out all about Women's Network, what we get up to, what we've got planned for this year. And of course, you can listen back to previous episodes of this podcast wherever you get your podcasts from.
Next time on WNA Trailblazers, we'll dive even deeper into branding and reputation, because these days, as customers and employees, we expect more from our businesses. We'll chat to brand communication and reputation specialist, Roz Weedman.
If you're not being intentional about the brand footprint you're cultivating, then there could be a real disconnect between the reputation you think you're building, but what's really happening in reality.
Women's Network Australia is a business network for women that's been around for over 30 years. And like Women's Network Australia, Davies Chocolates has a proud history and a love of innovation. Davies Chocolates has been making handcrafted chocolates since 1932. And the chocolate making traditions of the past have been mixed with the needs of today, with all your favourites now made with delicious gluten-free and palm oil-free gourmet chocolate. Visit davieschocolates.com.au and order your selection online for speedy delivery to your door. Davies Chocolates are a proud sponsor of WNA Trailblazers. Do you know a trailblazing woman in business whose story needs to be amplified? Let us know. Drop us a line on the Contact Us page at womensnetwork.com.au. Thinking about making your own podcast? Welcome Change Media would love to help. Visit welcomechangemedia.com.au. WNA Trailblazers is a Welcome Change Media production.